We're going to welcome Pastor Andrew Harper this morning as he comes to share the vision for the house.
Beautiful. Why don't we give the creative team a hand as they take a seat? And Tash, that was beautiful. What a beautiful song. Wow. You may be seated. We need to sing more of that. I love it. Absolutely beautiful. This year, the word that we have spoken over the church, something was stirring in my heart late last year. And the phrase that we wanted to put over our church was commanded blessing. Amen? Commanded blessing. And it comes from the passage, Psalm 133. Let me read it for you. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. And as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen. This year, I'm believing for that over our church. I'm believing in it for that over your own home, over your ministry you're involved in, over your business, your household. We want to see God's commanded blessing. It's something that's precious to us. And so I just want to talk just for a moment, and then we've got some exciting things to share from about this year. And I'm sure you would have noticed a very large truck as you came through the front. It's probably hard not to. We'll talk a bit about that in a moment. But there's so many good things going on. You know, the Jewish pilgrims, this was a psalm written by David, they used to sing this psalm as they journeyed to Jerusalem. They had to make a pilgrimage, and they never made it alone. They always did it with family and friends and relatives, and they'd all travel together and they'd pilgrim together from different walks of life. And it wasn't necessarily an easy thing in those days to go on a pilgrimage. It wasn't like, it's probably pretty much what I experienced yesterday. Some extreme heat, and you didn't have air conditioning in a limo either. You had that camel with all its breath going on and everything else, and a rocky road all the way there. But you did it because you were gathered with people and there was community around you. We're pilgrims. True? All of us in this place, hopefully, we've got our hearts set on our destination, which is heaven. True? Hopefully that's squared away, and if it's not, you know, we want to always give people an opportunity. That's what's in our hearts. But why we're on this journey called life, we need this community. We need to be around each other. We need to be involved in a vision and building what God's called us to build. And we need to do it together, not alone. Last week I talked on community, and those are aspects that are just absolutely vital for every single person in this room. You as a believer are not called to do this alone. Raylene and Justin weren't called to battle that alone. It's where church community kicks in. It's where people get around. And I hope, you know, if you're not telling us what's going down in your world, it's hard for us to know. We can have a word of knowledge, and we do that. But you need to tell us. If you're a Jeff Snowden, you need to tell us. Hey, Jeff. Big battle. But he doesn't walk it alone. We're a community. This is a life that we have, and it's a life of amazing heights, and sometimes it's right in the valley. And we need to fight with each other and stand with each other and be with each other. It's what church is all about. As soon as you become a Christian, you become part of a body. Simple as that. And you've got to find, and you've got to fit, and you've got to connect, and you've got to get involved, and you've got to be a part of that as soon as you become a believer. 1 Corinthians 12:12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body. So also is Christ. We're one body. Amen? One body. The key word in all involved in all of this is one. We're a community rooted in relationship. We're grounded in relationship with each other. We're grounded in relationship. We're connected together. And that's how God's put us together. And of course, the enemy will do everything within his power to disrupt, to work against this oneness, this body, this moving forward, this gathering. Because when we come together as a people, when we focus in on one direction and we start to pull together and we become knitted and fitted, we become unstoppable. Amen. Let me just throw out a quote there. To dwell above with saints we love, oh, that will be glory. To dwell below with saints we know, that's a different story. That's old, okay? It's old. It's not a psalm. It's a quote. I found it. It's like a little ditty. True? When we get in glory, you know, we're all going to be, it's all going to be filled with unity, and there's going to be the commanded blessing of God. We'll be in heaven together. Here on earth, we've got to fight for it. Amen? We've got to resemble what we're going to be in heaven. And it's a battle down here because the enemy will do everything within his power to stop it. The enemy and one third of the angels got cast out of heaven because he brought division. Amen? Because God commands the blessing where there is a heart that's moving forward. Blessings are commanded. The word blessings means prosperity. It means the praise of God. It means the promises of God. It means peace upon your house, upon you, upon your ministry, upon all that you do. But when we look at Psalms 133, we see that the blessing is conditional. It's conditional to unity. And the psalm has two examples here when it talks about unity. First of all, in verse 2, it says, it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. And then it talks about another example, the dew on the mountain. And the Mount of Hermon was the highest place in Palestine. So it's the top place. And when the dew would settle, of course, it would then flow down the mountain. True? As the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descends upon the mountains of Zion. So what is oil, this anointing oil placed on a person, a priest of service? That's what it was. Someone who gave themselves, Aaron typifies someone who gives themselves to be used by God to build God's kingdom, a person of service, which is what we're all called to. And they were anointed with oil. And the psalmist David, he focuses on two things. He focuses on, first of all, the source being oil and dew, and then he focuses on the direction it flows. This is the vision of Bay City Church. The vision of Bay City Church is that there would be a unity, there would be an anointing on us, and there would be a love, there would be a connection between all of us, there would be a desire for us to be one, and that would start from the head and it would flow all the way down. It talks about a brotherly love and kindness that we're called to have for each other. Amen? And I love this. When you look at this example of this anointing oil running, it's, you know, if when they're anointing the priest Aaron, why do they put it on their head? Why don't they just get a bunch of a big blob of oil and then just slap it on the chest of the cloak? Or why do they do that? The reason they don't do that is because when they anointed someone, they would pour this oil over their head. And what that talks about, that anointing talks about, what it talks about, that love that we have for each other at this level, it's unstoppable. It's not contained. It would go down the face, and it talks about going down to the beard and down to the garment, all the way to the hem. It doesn't, it goes wherever it wants. It's not controlled. It's something that's powerful. And the dew of Heron, when it hit at the top of the mountain, it would flow, it would find its own way. It would go through little rivers and little furrows, and it would start to flow all the way down the mountain however it wanted. When you put a blob like that, it stays there. But when you pour it here, it just flows all over. The vision of this house is that we have a love, that we have a desire, that we have a oneness with each other. We love each other from the top down. And that oneness, that love, that desire, that brotherly kindness that God's given us will flow all the way down every part of our body. And we as a vision, as a ministry, we've got an extended community in quite a few places, just quietly. The hem of our garment is our community food care, and we'll hear more about how that's expanding. And the hem of our garment is our counseling center up there, domestic violence prevention programs in schools and all the other places. Our hem of our garment is Cambodia and what we're doing there. Are you with me? Because these are part of our communities, and when this love starts to flow, it can't contain itself. It goes to every other part of our extended family and community. The hem of the garment is all those people that are connected to this place but don't know God yet, but they love us. Amen? It's a motion. It's a flowing motion. It doesn't stop. Do you know it's what God's called us to? Can I tell you that? Our love for each other, our desire to be one, is literally one of the greatest weapons that the body of Christ ever has. Are you with me? Oh, no, Pastor Andrew, it's the praise and worship. We've got good praise and worship. Oh, Andrew, you know, it's the preaching. Oh, Pastor Andrew, it's this, it's that, it's that. It's not. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse 35, wait for it. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one for another. Are you with me? We can't get it right here. We can't get it right from the top. We are supposed to have this affection for each, this love that we have, this authentic connecting for each other is supposed to flow from our head, from all of us, and flow all the way down to the hem. And it's supposed to affect the community, the extended communities that we have. And I'll tell you what, we're casting a big net of an extended community. Are you with me? And the enemy doesn't like it. But it's powerful. What we've got, this brotherly love and kindness that God's given us to be one body, I tell you what, the worst thing we can do is think that's all we're to do with it. Oh, Pastor Andrew, we should just lock the doors. We should just bless ourselves. We should just have anointing just for ourselves. We should have worship and just let the gifts move here and just have Holy Spirit in here and just love on each other and keep the doors closed. Let's keep my life group closed. We know each other. Let's keep the love contained. Let's not let it go out anywhere. That's not how God does it. He pours it on ahead and he wants it to keep flowing out. It's pure, it's precious, and it's powerful, and it's what the world is looking for. Are you with me? It's who we are called to be and what we're called to do. And you know what? We're starting to see more miracles out there and our answered prayer and miracles out there in our community food care than we're ever getting in here. Whoa, that's funny. It's because that's where God wants to be. Are you with me? I love standing and being anointed and touching heaven in this place for 3 hours. It would be amazing. But on a Thursday, I walked past Joe and there was 4 or 5 ladies queued up waiting to be ministered to who don't even know God. Are you hearing me? Just maybe, where would God be? So the vision continues. We need your hearts, we need your hands, we need your heads, we need you to fight for who we are, to stay together, to be together. Be different, but be one. I don't want you all the same. That would be horrible. Imagine I walked in and you all dressed like me, look like me, and talk like me. That would be terrible. Shocking. We need a Gareth who knows everything about everything. He does. We need a Sheila who talks about the Word of God and her eyes well up with tears and she's so passionate. True. An Olene who just gathers clothing. It just comes from everywhere out the back there. Every time I come through the church, I'm tripping over huge bags of clothing. I go, I've got to talk to that Nolene. There's so much of it because you've got anointing to gather it, and it's just like ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to get into some vision because we got time. We need to get into this. Community food care is an extension of our hem of our garment. And to be honest, we're not just meeting needs, we're building community. Are you with me? And I mentioned last week, but something exploded in my heart just with some of these people that we've got the opportunity with, and this young girl that pregnant, desperate situation, little boy. And I spoke to her again this week, and I really said, God, I want to get her connected. And she came back this week, and this is just one story of many out there that are desperate to be, when someone's in need, they're desperate for God. Amen. Do you realize that? When they're in need, they're desperate for God. Sometimes maybe your witnessing's not doing too well because you're talking to the people that don't seem to, they're arrogant, they're full of pride. But I tell you what, when you meet someone with need, they're open. And this week, I just sent a little message to her, and it's pretty tough because you've got to take it from meeting their need to trying to step into a spiritual space with them. And I just sent a little message, and I said, hey, by the way, would you like to meet one of the girls of our house? And straight away she goes, yes, here's my number. So Paula and her live in the same street, so whenever they get connected, they'll get connected. But that's just one story. And there's so many more people out there doing it tough. So community food care, we literally are opening our latest is, I think, I lose track. I think we're up to about 12 across New South Wales. It's in Tamworth right now, and I was just speaking to the gentleman this week. He's just got himself a shop front, two shop fronts, and we're going to go head over there probably in early March to set it all up and get it going, and we're going to start a food care program in Tamworth. Sound good? The country capital of Australia, which has no bearing on my life whatsoever, but if you're a country music fan, that's just where it is. So we've got 13, which means we feed over 3,000 people a week, and they're all expanding and they're all doing well. They're doing amazingly well right across, and the partners with us and that connection. But this morning, we're going to do something a little bit exciting, and I've got a family here. They're not all here. David's not here at the moment, but we've got the Pollock family. Just give us, right, stand up. I know you hate this. I would hate this. Please, guys, can you stand up for me? Come on, the whole family, even the young man. And it's Michelle, Rachel, Josh, and is it Caleb? No? Jordan and Hannah. Fantastic. You may be seated. These guys are partnering with us. You stumbled through the doors. You would have seen that humongous van out the front there. And their dad actually is involved. He runs a couple of Mr. Minute franchises. Couldn't get himself out, but I'm going to get him back here to talk about the vision. But we started talking, I think state conference. It was a divine encounter. Started talking. And partnering, we're looking at partnering with these guys. So we're going to go mobile. We're going to help the vision and that. Amen. On this man's got this vision. It's called the Community Food Van, and I love his slogan: "Meet the need, reach the heart." Does that just sit right smack in the center of all we're doing? And we're just going to believe for this thing. So right now, I'm going to get him back to share because right now. His first vision was just to get this van funded. It's cost literally thousands and thousands of dollars. It's never been used yet. And I asked him, I said, so what's... He said, I haven't got that yet. God just told me to build it. I love this man of vision, and he's ready for the next part. And so we're partnering with that and believing for God just to take this mobile. It's incredible. As soon as I saw that it had a built-in cappuccino machine, I knew it was God. That's just amazing. It runs on gas. So this thing can go out anywhere and make cappuccinos. That's God. Seriously, that was a confirmation right there. That if anyone knows me, I love my coffee. And that is just, I thought, wow. Oh, a man after my own heart. So, and it's just incredible. It's state of the art. It's worth so much. And it's just brilliant. So we're going to sit down and open the door and get behind this vision. Amen? You know, he's got a heart for Aboriginal people. He's got a heart for homeless people. He's got a heart for so many different areas. I just was bantering around and said, man, wouldn't it be good to take a bunch of young youth out somewhere and you could feed them for 2 days and just allow God to get a hold of them. Amen? There's anything you can do with this. So we started talking. And I'm excited to have this as part of who we are. Amen? Another thing we're involved in this year, we're starting the Bay City Internship Program. We've had on our hearts for a while to combine a certificate for community services and chaplaincy into a practical internship program, which would be involved in any of the areas. You'll hear more from Mona about our domestic violence and obviously our food care and obviously the community food van as well, being a part of that, to be a part of those ministries and get involved. We're actually at the moment, we've written away for 15 funded placements. And we think this year we can basically offer around 15 funded placements for these certificate fours and community services, which are worth, in some places, $4,000. So we find out in about a week or so. But we're going to start that in March. It's going to be a Monday fortnightly. And we're going to believe to have an internship college that's focused not just on ministry, because it will be, but it'll be focused on community. And do you know what? At the moment, there isn't anything in this space. It's kind of crazy, don't you think? I think God wants people out there on the front line doing things. And so we're going to get people involved. We're going to train you up into a certificate that can be recognized out there in the world. These sort of places will get you jobs as council youth workers and get you involved in any community service area out there. Amen? And with the practical experience throughout of counseling, domestic violence center, and out on this van and out there with our food care, we'll be able to give people the experience that they need. Sound good? Missions. Cambodia. The end of last year, we did our shoeboxes. And we've, in case if you're part of our church, we've purchased some land in Cambodia. We've been supporting a school over there for quite a bit now. And we look after the food weekly. We pay for its teaching process. And once a year, our church fills up these shoeboxes and hands them out to these kids that have just got nothing. These kids come to school with their pajamas on, and that's all they've got. And we've got a heart, and our heart this year, all of last year, was about getting the approval for our building. And pretty much, as far as I know, come up here for a second, Bruce. Do you want to give Bruce a hand as he comes. I think we're at a place right now where we're basically there. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got the approval for the building. Because of where it's situated, it's near the temples in the city of Siem Reap, and so it came under the jurisdiction of the temple sort of part of the local government. So we had to wait to see if it would actually, the design of the building fitted what they were allowed to do in that area because of the temple. So we found out that they have approved it unchanged from what we designed, which is great. We're just in the last process now of getting the final school approval out of the government department for the schools. And it's all systems go to get the thing built. The plan is to have it built by the end of this year. Over there, they're keen to have it built in about 3 months. They're gonna. So that's a big goal for me this year, is to get that building built and to get all the funding systems up and running. We're halfway through getting the process organised for tax-deductible giving and sponsorship here in Australia, which will make a big difference from this end. So sort of quietly behind the scenes, steps have been taking place, but this year is going to be the action part of it, so it's going to be fun.
Beautiful. We got a video. We handed out our shoeboxes and to have a quick look at these kids as we handed out their shoeboxes filled with... Beautiful. So we gave all these shoeboxes for Christmas to these kids and they opened and they're all from you guys. So we'll show a bit more of that in our service. We've got a bit more time. And we'll focus in on that. But that's exciting. And we're doing this building with the cooperation of the Master Builders Association, which is unheard of. They're a secular organization, and they've been waiting for us to get approval. And this year, they're going to help us build that classroom over in Cambodia. Sound good? Amazing partnership. The last thing that we're going to talk about that's new is we've had on our hearts for a while for Willow Creek. I know we've put our hearts towards praying for that area. Willow Creek, if you don't know about it, it's just over a hill and down. It's high rise based on a top of a train station. And it's just literally thousands of young adults and people there congregated. A lot of them don't have cars. They don't have the convenience of driving because they've got a train station. And we know some people that live there. It's a thriving place. And so this year, everyone say this year, we're going to start a night service starting off once a month, and we've spent probably the last 4 months securing this chapel, which is right smack in the middle of Willow Creek, walking distance to everything. And this building, if you flick through some pictures, is absolutely stunning. It's got vaulted ceiling, it's just wood floors, and just through our connection with council, I'm the chaplain in our local council, we had to go through a board there. And they asked all these sort of strange questions about who we were. And they've said, you can have it as a trial for one Sunday a month for 3 months, and then we'll assess it. And so that we're going to believe that the door's going to open more continually for this. And so we start our first on the 26th of March. We're just waiting for them to confirm that date, but that's the date we want to kick it off. And it'll be a one-hour Sunday night service, and we're going to target it. It's going to be everyone's welcome. But it's going to be pitched at young adults because that's generally the demographic there. So 25 to 35 in that bracket. But we're going to invite the whole church to be a part of that. And we're going to go for it. We're just going to believe for God to really do something. That area is teeming. There are apartments there with, you know, 3 students per room in that area. And it's in one apartment. And you can have 2 apartments. They've got 6 people living in them. And it's just an opportunity for us to expand. We've had our heart on that for quite a while. And to get this venue, they've never given it to a church. They barely ever hire it out. They're very, very protective of this thing. And we use a little bit of leverage. I'm the council chaplain, and you can use a bit of leverage when you've got it, right? And they came back and they said, you know, all right, but we're just believing for the door to the door to is open and it's going to stay open. Amen? So pray for that. We're going to do it as a church and believe for great, great rewards in souls. Amen. I want you to hear from some of our team. So I'm going to start with the first person is Mona Luxton, and she's going to share on what we're involved in our care side and other areas. Give her a hand.
Hey, church, how you doing? Lots of exciting things happening in the life of our church, so hold on to your hats. There's so much happening this year. Hey, I just want to mention, you know, Bay City Care started in 2007, And I started with this cute little lady that used to be in our church, and she started with making food hampers for needy families. And then in 2009, we started our community food care. Well, guess what? That was 10 years ago. I know. So this year is Bay City Care's 10th anniversary. Wow. How cool is that? And I just think that's really exciting because and there's so much happening this year as well. So I think we need to celebrate. We really do. We need to throw a party or do something. And, you know, I love that we have maintained an amazing heart and passion for our community and through all of our programs over the last 10 years. And there's been times when it's been difficult and times when it's been just amazing victory after victory. But we've maintained it and we've kept going. We've kept pushing through. And if you've got a Bible, if you can turn with me to Psalm 82, verse 3. The reason we keep going and we keep pushing through is because in that verse it says that we are to defend the weak and the fatherless, to uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed, and to rescue the weak and the needy and deliver them from the hands of the wicked. This is what we're meant to do as a church. And like Pastor Andrew says, it's great that we come and we receive and we get fed and all of that, and but it doesn't stop there. You know, God didn't kind of tell us to, hey guys, just sit and receive. He said, go out into all the world and do a whole bunch of things, and that's some of the things that I just read out just then. So we're blessed to be a part of a church that is very community focused, very community minded, and it's such an amazing privilege to be part of an amazing community service that we've provided for the last 10 years. And you know what, guys, we pioneered it, but this thing is just going to keep on going. And even after I'm gone and gone to heaven, and we're all gone and gone to heaven, this thing's going to keep going until God decides to close the book. Amen? Because whatever his purpose will be fulfilled in Jesus' name, regardless, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen? In 2014, I talked about the meaning of inheriting land. And, you know, we just believe that God has given us bits and pieces of land in this community, and that represents the presence of God. And, you know, and it represents his promise. And it also talks about inheriting land. It also represents salvation, and it represents God's justice, his social justice in the kingdom. So we're well and truly planted here, guys, and that's because it's a God-ordained thing. Awesome. So I'm going really fast, sorry. So essentially, as part of the body, we carry God's presence with us and in us. So in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 to 17, Paul says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit is in you? It dwells in you. So everywhere we go, we take the presence of God with us. Amen? So this year for Bay City Care, we've heard about our community food care and amazing things happening with that. Guys, we're getting homeless people sleeping in cars, coming to us, and they're getting fed, and it's amazing, and they're really experiencing the love and the hand of God in their lives, and it's brilliant. And through the centre this year, we are launching our new program, Growing Pains, which is a primary school program. So get behind that, guys. It's really, really exciting. We've been facing some challenges with getting that completed. So please be praying that we, you know, for favour and for open doors and for provision with that. We will be facilitating some parenting programs this year as well. And, you know, I'm really excited about the internship because through that service, there's going to be people coming into this house, people that are already here, but those that will be coming in. Sorry, clock's gone nuts. And And yes, and we're going to have the opportunity of putting them through our Fuke and through our centre, through our youth and through a number of different areas in our church, which is really exciting. So we're looking forward to building our team through that internship. And it's all about continuing to do the work of God. So guys, if you have a heart, and we all should, for the broken, if any of us remember what it was like to be broken and lost and to be living without hope and without a sense of purpose and future and destiny, has anyone been there? Yep, I know I have. So it's important for us to remember what that was like and that we had the opportunity to hear about the good news and the hope in Jesus. Amen. So that's our job now, is to go out and to bring that same hope and that same joy and salvation to people's lives. So if you've got a heart, please come and see me, because we need you. Amen? Awesome. I'm out of here.
Beautiful. It's hard to get that much vision and that much time. So with our youth, where is Maddie? Here she is. I know this girl well. She's going to come and talk about our youth this year. Give Madeline... I'm a little bit of a doting dad, but anyway, go for it, Maddie.
Thanks, Dad. How are we going, church? Good. Well, I am one of the... Oh, I didn't know we had a picture. That's cute. This is some of our kids. That's my sister on the far left, who's just here. But I'm one of the youth leaders at My Youth, and we couldn't get us all up today, but just to share a little bit of vision, I wanted you to hear not just from me, but the hearts of some of our leaders as well. So we've put together a short little rushed video. I'm hoping sound quality is going to be all right, but bear with us. It's not about the quality, it's about what they're going to say. So just turn to the screen and we'll watch that first.
Thank you for coming on this
Vision
Sunday.
You got it. Take two.
This year I want to see a slight continuation of what happened last year. Just as the year progressed, more kids just came to know Christ and they matured and just grew within His name and within our ministry. So I just want to continue to see that sort of growth and development within our kids, just because it just fills the soul and it just warms the heart. And it's just always been a vision of mine. So.
You look like you're going to cry.
Yeah. That's good. Do they make you want to cry?
Yeah, the vision for My Youth, I see a spirit of togetherness, a spirit of being with one another, of helping each other, of accountability, responsibility. I see a vision of fun and joy and just a whole lot of family and smiles. In a place where we can be comfortable. I want My Youth to be a place where we can all call home. A place that we do not neglect anyone.
I just want to see them grow confidence in just who they are. Obviously learn about God, start coming to church, start reading their Bibles, just start building a relationship with God and getting to know who He really is and what He can do for them. But I just really want to build a strong relationship with them, so that, something that will last, not something that's just for a season and then once they're out of it, I never talk to them again. It's more something that, you're just committed to them and seeing how they're doing and seeing them grow. I just want to see just a place where everyone's just welcome to just be who they are and they just won't be judged. That it's just a youth where we just love each kid.
What about the children? Look at all the children we can change. What about a vision? Be a visionary for a change. What a generation. Who's gonna be the one to fight?
So that's it. That's some of the heart of our team, and I love them so much. And you can just see that there's such a genuine love and just want for these kids, and they just love and adore them, and I love and adore them. And we have so much in store for this year. We have our winter camp, which is happening further in the year. We're debating whether we change it to spring because winter is freezing, but it kind of makes it exciting. So we're still deciding on that, but we have event nights and we have a whole lot of things. We're here every Friday night, 7 p.m. to 9. Everyone say 7 p.m. to 9. Same time, and age is about year 6 to year 12, so 11 to 12-year-olds, all the way up to 18. And yeah, I've got 30 seconds left, but I just want to encourage you as a church ministry, if you have kids in this age group, just get them along. I know for me, I've been in this youth ministry since I was probably not even old enough to be in it. I used to sneak in from year 5 because I just wanted to be there. And to come all the way through high school, all the way to the end, it's been a core element to where I am today and to my walk with God. And just all of it and the friends I've made, I've become family. And now I get to serve with them on a team from being in youth with them when we were 11. So it's just, it's an investment. And I really encourage you to bring your kids along. And also, parents or anyone, if you guys want to be involved in any way, I know last Friday we had Gareth and Matt Craig come down and help, and we had a few kids hanging around at the end, and Gareth's like, how are all these kids getting home, Mads? How are they getting home? And I just said, I got a car, 5-seater, that's full. The rest are on the train. It's about 10 o'clock and there's like a group of 15 walking to the train station, and he's like, Mads, we need a bus. And I'm like, we need bus drivers. So we have one, but if you, just anything like that, if you could drive a bus once a month, bring some food, come down if you want to help out with our life groups and things like that, just anything you got, we will use it because we need all the help we can get. And yeah, I just want to thank you guys for the help you have given us, especially with camp and things like that, and just continue to pray and support us for the rest of the year. And we're excited. It's going to be good. Thanks, guys.
Beautiful. All right, a couple more. We got creative. Where's Tash? Obviously, songwriting is part of the vision.
Hey, everybody. Yes, songwriting definitely is, for sure. So, anyway, I'll try and be as quick as possible. I'd like to share what my God-sized practical vision for our creative team this year is. As you guys know, creative is a big area, and it includes not just singers and musicians, but we also have people supporting us up the back that do, like Harry there doing graphics, and Sean who's doing sound, and there's lighting, and then we have a little choir. So one of the challenges is making sure that we have a team each Sunday. So my aim is to definitely build a bigger team. We want passionate people who strive to seek God and want to connect with the Holy Spirit. So it's not just music and singing when we're up here, because who knows that music and singing without God is just noise. It's not real worship, right? So we want to give glory and thanksgiving to God. And our purpose as a team is to bring everybody into the presence of God and to encounter Him. I also want to continue to encourage excellence. Excellence is a commitment to improvement on doing things well. And we always, our team is really great up here. We always encourage each other. And each individual always takes personal ownership and responsibility for their gift. And we also have Wednesday nights for people to do that and come. And this is an outlet for them to do so. So some of the projects we're working on together this year as a team, original songs, as you heard one today. My goal is to bring out at least one new original song per month. So I've been getting on my team and telling them to, you know, start writing. As for writing music, I know it's a long process, and I've asked them to start taking time to write and share and integrate and give feedback until they come up with some great music. something that hits home and comes out. And I even mentioned today that even coming up with ideas like maybe several tries to put a Bible character or a passage or a story or a testimony to song, because it's always really encouraging. Songs can be so powerful. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. We're going to come up with some amazing songs. I know the guy, my team, and I'm looking forward to hearing what they have. And out of that, we're hoping to release an EP with six of our most influential songs, and with a goal of recording these in October this year. And Pastor Andrew mentioned we're also excited to announce the worship nights, which is going to be amazing. So that'll be combined with prayer and fellowship at Woolley Creek Chapel. So like Pastor Andrew said, every couple of months or every month at this stage. And it'll be a great outreach for that area. And also for those who work on Sunday and can't make it, they can come to that evening service. And one of my big, it's always been a big thing for me, is that I want our team to be dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. There's nothing better than being dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. Shut down anything dark. So when we worship God, who knows, the devil will flee. Amen? When we're in that moment where nothing else matters but him, the devil withdraws, and he can't stand it when we're giving glory to God. And especially in times of trial. So it gives us pleasure to get up here and be able to step up and do that. Okay, and praise and worship is also a beautiful way of reaching the broken, the sick, the lost. Those are searching for something to fill that void. So we want to reach as many people as possible and take them to heaven with us. And I would love that during worship that Christ would be revealed in such clarity that people would make decisions for Christ just by the witness of worship alone. And I'll quickly leave you with this. I've only got 30 seconds. Psalms 59 verse 16 says, "But I will sing of your strength, and I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress." I'll leave it at that. And just a quick shout out. Anyone who's interested in joining our team, whether it be choir, whether it be up the back, whether it be singing or music, please come and see me, because like I said, I want to build the team this year. So don't be shy. Come and see me after the service.
And the last person, sorry, we got a little bit over, is Joe Garcia, oversights our kids. And here we go.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. So if my tongue is a different colour, it's because we've been having ice blocks upstairs. Don't you wish you were in kids? So I want to start with Proverbs 22, verse 6. Who knows it? "Train up a child in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it." Yeah, so we're not just minding your children. We're training them. Training them in the way they should go. So our Bay City Kids Ministry team is a ministry that's all about our kids, their love of God, and about their walk with God. So we want our kids to have a real solid foundation about loving God and loving people. Because the greatest commandment that Jesus told us in Matthew, 23:37? He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself." So if our kids totally get that on the inside of them, that they love their God with all their heart, their mind, their soul, and love their neighbor as themselves, I think we've done pretty well, don't you? And so, I've just lost my thing. There it is. Okay. So that is my greatest passion, that we can give them a hunger for the Word of God, you know, so that no matter what they face in their life, you know, we're looking, yes, we've got preschool age kids and we've got them all the way to year six, but they still face stuff in their life, Oh, and the music's going. Yay. It's a lot of fun up there. You should come. So, as well as having fun, and speaking about fun, Pastor Andrew has made it so much fun up there. Do you know that there's a whole Nerf gun battle zone that the kids can set up? They've got an entire room full of, like, Xboxes and is there anything, PlayStation? I don't know what they're called. I just open the door and they go in. But, and there's that awesome play center out there for the kids. So not only are your kids going to be entertained, but they're going to learn to love the Lord. My greatest desire for our kids is that they walk in the authority that they have been given by Christ. And that they are rooted in their identity. So when they go to school and some kid calls them a name, they go, that's not my identity. I'm a child of God. God says that I am lovable. I am magnificent. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what our kids are going to have on the inside of them. You know? So it's not all about just giving you time, and it is about giving you time, but it's also about training them up. Those kids are not just world leaders of tomorrow, they're leaders of today. In their sphere of influence, where they are right now at school, on their sport team, at the swimming pool, there's a little kid up there who's going to be the most amazing inventor in the world. I'm sure of it. Don't you know that? There are kids in there that are going to do things for social justice that we haven't even dreamed of yet. They're going to change the way we live our lives. And I want to encourage anyone here who wants to be on the kids' team, anyone who's got passion for our future generations, anyone who wants to see our preschool to primary school kids walk into youth strong. I don't want to hear this anymore that our kids wander off because they don't quite fit into youth. I want them to have a beautiful transition into youth, then a great transition into our church as people who give back and who serve. And this year we're going to have very exciting drama and dance opportunities for our kids, for them to grow in their confidence, in their giftings, in their abilities. There is so much that we have on offer in kids. We'd love you to join our team. We need people to do morning teas and hospitality. Any fun people who love to play games, we do that from about 11:15 on. So if anyone wants to come up then and play games. Anyone who's great with craft, especially around Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, we need you. So let me tell you, we have a great kids team already, but we could grow. And I'm just so excited about where our kids are going to go. You know, we'll probably have the next prime, well, not the next, but a prime minister in that room up there. You know, we're going to have artists. There are amazing kids up there that we really need to breathe the life into so that they get the destiny inside of them that God has for them. Come on, people, let's wake up. Pray for your kids. We've got to, they're going to usher in the new kingdom of heaven on earth. Come on, people, wake up. Let's do it with passion. Love you all. Bye.
Wow. Why don't we stand to our feet? Gee, there's a rally cry if ever I saw it. She is passionate. And, you know, you want that passion in your kids' ministry. And, you know, there's more we're involved in. We're going to, next couple of weeks, we're going to pause and have a look at what we do with Let's Equip. We haven't even had a time on a Sunday to look at that and how that benefited all the schools and people in the area. And there's so much more. But just for a moment, I just want you to close your eyes. I know we've gone a little bit over, but Vision Sunday is always hard to contain within the time that we've got. And I would just for a moment, I want you to think about yourself. Be selfish for a moment. And I want to make sure that every single person in this room is confident that they know Christ in a real way. They know Christ in terms of a relationship, not religion, but relationship. And I want to take the opportunity right now just to make sure that if you have any doubt in your heart, any doubt in your head or as you think about whether or not you are owned by Christ or whether He is your Lord and Savior, I would like that doubt just to be able to be dissipated by you accepting Christ today. And if you're in this place, if you're in that, if you've got doubt, I want you to pray a prayer that we're all going to pray as a congregation in a moment, all of us. And I want you to pray with all your heart and mean every word that you say. Our greatest desire as a church is to not let anyone walk out of this building, not leave our premises without knowing Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And so right now I'm just going to ask that you just take a moment, think about yourself and think through your thoughts and think about whether or not you know Jesus. And what I'm going to ask you to do and all our church to do, I want you to repeat this prayer after me as we do it together. Dear Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross for me to take away my sin, my wrongdoing, to replace it with your grace and your mercy, to set eternity in my heart, that my name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that I will be a Christian today, which means Christ in me. I repent of my sin, Jesus. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Every eye, just close a moment more. If you prayed that as a rededication the first time, just raise your hand. If you prayed that as a rededication or the first time, but no one looking, we're not going to embarrass you. Our team will see who you are, and we can have a chat with you afterwards. Look across. Yep, great. I can see your head. So maybe our team will just keep your eyes closed. Just make sure one of our team goes down. Anyone else? Beautiful. Let's look this way. Fantastic. Hey, great. Awesome decision. So I'm just going to get you. This guy next to you is an incredible man of God. His name is Chris. Can he just have a chat with you after the service? Is that okay? Awesome. Brilliant. Come on, give a hand. Normally we have a bit of music up here and we finish it all, but we've gone all over. So we're going to finish right here. You are now all invited through those doors for a cafe latte and a cappuccino. Please check out this van out here. Have a look through it. It's amazing.